WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. We have these weather-related announcements to pass along. First of all, the Iowa Grant at Riverdale game has been moved to 6 o'clock. That is our featured broadcast tonight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Start time for that game will be at 6, with the pregame starting at around 5:45. Also, the Richland Center at Mount Horeb baseball game that was supposed to be played, and they moved that game to 7 o'clock, but now that game has been canceled. Once again, the Richland Center at Mount Horeb baseball game that was supposed to be played today has been canceled. Also, Tuesday night men's golf league has been postponed. A home run by shortstop Willie Adames was the big blow as the Brewers broke a scoreless pitcher's duel wide open in the eighth inning yesterday to claim a 5-1 win. It was the fifth straight loss for the Cubs. Former Brewers manager Craig Counsell was honored before the game, but was booed loudly every time he came out of the dugout after that. Brian Hudson picked up the win for Milwaukee in relief. Freddie Peralta is scheduled to start tonight's game at American Family Field. First pitch will be at 6:40, and you can hear the game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:05. He just signed a big contract with the Packers, and then reports are coming out about hamstring injury suffered by running back Josh Jacobs. Head coach Matt LaFleur calls it a little hamstring issue, saying he expects Jacobs to be back on the field pretty soon. The start of the 2024 NFL season is a little over 3 months away, so the former league rushing champion has plenty of time to do what he needs to do to recover. This is Jacobs' sixth NFL season, and he has missed only 9 games. Observers are reading hidden meanings, into comments by Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo while he is in Germany watching the EuroLeague Final Four. Antetokounmpo's brother, Kostas, helped his team from Greece win the title yesterday. After the game, the NBA star approached the winning coach, Ergin Ataman, and called him the number one coach in the world. What's getting all the attention is the second comment by Antetokounmpo. He said he would love to play for a coach like Ataman, and the current Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers has struggled to find postseason success. It is still not clear if Antetokounmpo made the comments with the goal of having Rivers replaced. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.